So then we decided that what we need to do, what we needed to do was to count stars in the galaxy. In the olden days, you'd go off and take a photographic image, or you'd start using, nowadays you'd use a CCD, you just image and image and image, and as you integrate in time, your image gets deeper and deeper and deeper, and you see diffuse light, you see individual stars, and you try to figure out where the disk of the galaxy is ending. You try and figure out the shape of the disk. How does the profile of the light change as you go from the center all the way to the edge of the galaxy? We realized for a number of reasons that that approach was fundamentally limited. You would not get down to the very, very faint levels that you need to get to see where these disks ultimately end or truncate. So what you have to do to get to these very faint levels that we have done is to image, detect, if you like, individual stars and count them up as a function of distance from the center. Very, very simple in theory. In practice, it means you have to go to a big telescope and look at this galaxy under very favorable conditions, very good atmospheric stability, stable atmosphere. You don't want the atmosphere moving around because the stars will begin to shimmer and flicker and begins to blur the star images out.